By now, you probably know that the classic 1980s flick Roadhouse, starring Patrick Swayze and considered by many to be the best worst movie ever made, was remade in 2024 for Amazon Prime, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. While the film is readily available on Amazon Prime, it premiered on March 21st, the world premiere happened at South by Southwest just a couple weeks prior. I had the pleasure of taking to the red carpet to chat with Jake, Connor, and plenty of others involved with the production about the remake. And before we get going here, I want to encourage you, if you're just listening right now, check this episode out through Spotify or my YouTube channel. Just search Books on Pod with Trey Elling. That'll give you the full experience here because we do bounce back and forth a little bit from interviewee to interviewee. Without further ado, my red carpet coverage of the world premiere of Roadhouse.
Thank you.
Hey, Connor, Trey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Trey.
Big fan, so thank you for everything you do for me and the other fans.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
That paisley print has never looked so badass, so kudos on that.
Texas vibe, rock and roll, you know, tired rocking for the Texans.
Exactly. So what did Jake teach you about acting?
Jake was instrumental for me. I would have been in a bad spot without Jake and Doug, director Doug, and my acting coaches, Nancy Banks and Elena George, who helped me tremendously. I learned so much. This guy is, Jake is a consummate professional, so it was an honor to be in a movie with him.
Oh, man. Well, Connor was teaching me all the time, like every take we would do, we go back to the monitor, we look at it. He'd be showing me moves or things I had done that I could change and switch up, like, constantly. I mean, even when we were grappling, you know, he'd be talking to me. He'd be like, wrap the leg, over for, put it farther over. There, yeah, there you go, under the head. You know, like, he's talking to me in the scenes.
What did you teach Jake about fighting?
Jake can fight as well, so I was just sharpening up a couple of his punching, you know, make sure the torque of the body was correct. And, you know, not that he hadn't got it already, but sometimes if you're in the middle of a combination, if you've got a 5 or 6 punch combination, maybe the third punch might be a little bit novice-y looking. And I just wanted to refine that and make sure it was as venomous as we could get it, and that's what we got.
It was interesting to have him learn how to not fight, because, you know, for him, he's just used to landing the punch. But to not land the punch, which is what happens in movies, was a new skill to learn, right? And so it was funny to teach such an extraordinary athlete how to not do their job as well as they should be doing it.
You didn't land any fake punches, did you?
I did sometimes by mistake. He didn't care, but he hit me a couple times by mistake, and that was actually like, and he was so like, but it's inevitable in this. I mean, we fight. There's so much fighting in this movie that was an inevitability. You know?
Did you go back and watch the original film as a way to just maybe get a basic idea for what it was you wanted to do, even though this is obviously its own project?
Yes. I've watched it many years ago once, and then of course I rewatched it again, but not thinking like, what can I do differently? I know that that's a classic, but I didn't want to do something based on it, yeah. In a way. I honor the classic, but this is its own thing.
There's a lot of like fine and care into this, you know, being like very like meticulous on what's gonna be paid homage to in terms of the old one, and then how you can make it fresh still. So I think the fans will still appreciate all the homage, but they'll still appreciate the new take on it, because again, they want a new experience, but they want what they know, you know. So that's why I think it's gonna be a good balance. I have seen it, so I'm excited for them to see it, you know.
Well, I don't think it should be on that scale, and I think art is a subjective thing of a time, of a generation. So like, the original Roadhouse, you could celebrate it and it'd be awesome, and that's what we did. Like, you're allowed to watch the VHS tape, the DVD, whatever screener of it, and you could celebrate ours as well. I don't think it should be like one's better than the other or a competition. Art is not a competition. It should never be. It doesn't make sense when people are competing in this industry, because you go like, hey, I'm going to put something in the world that I think is important to share. Not even important to share, but just like fun. Like, I just hope we don't have to compete. There's no reason.
What's going on?
He's fired. What's up? Y'all gotta pay attention to this guy.
Hey, we got Dom in the middle of the city, bro.
He's the modern Jeff Healey character in this film, yes. In this movie as well. For someone who's a real life musician, have you ever actually had to play behind chicken wire before?
I haven't played behind chicken wire. Usually the shows that I play don't get quite that rowdy. Look, I'm a country music singer. Things do get rowdy from time to time. I've had a couple people throw things on stage, but never a full fight like that break out the way that it does in the film. So I'm excited to see how it fits into the overall narrative. Obviously, I've seen the original, but, you know, they've changed some things around. So I'm, you know, cool to see what that role was based on, and hopefully I can do it justice.
Did you cover any Healy songs as a part of what you were playing on stage in your role?
I didn't. I actually was singing one of my own songs. So that's a pretty cool moment for me and my co-writers who made that record to see it now in a blockbuster film.
So considering this movie is all about fighting, when is the last time you were in a physical fight? Why did it happen, and what was the outcome?
Oh, gosh. Well, that takes me back to high school. I've never been in a fight. I've gotten very close. I've wanted to hit many people, but I'm going to attribute that to my...
Oh, have you spent time in Austin in traffic?
The traffic is something. I've just seen it. Just got a little clip of it. But no, thankfully, no actual physical fights. Verbal abuse, for sure. Like, I can scream at someone, like anyone, but an actual punch, no.
Especially from the safety of your car. That's when it feels really good to scream at somebody else.
I've got a lot of things to say to the drivers in front of me, for sure.
It wasn't more of a fist fight, it was more of a clawing fight. I remember we were in the parking lot of the Los Angeles Public Library, and she wanted to sit in the front seat, and I wanted to sit in the front seat, and I made a mistake because my sister has, like, these huge bear hands, and she kind of whipped my ass a little bit, and I was like, well, I'm not going to try it anymore. So, and that was all for the front seat.
I haven't been in a full fist fight. I had a situation once at a bar where some girls that I was out with, one of them wasn't really feeling the attention that she was getting from a male suitor. I kindly let him know, hey man, plenty of other girls here, she's not really feeling it. And he took that opportunity to shove me and break my glasses in half, which I feel like, hey, you don't know how blind I might be, bro. Like, that's like knocking somebody out of a wheelchair off their crutches. I didn't like that, but I did not push back. I said, hey, I'm not about that. So as Jake says in the film, nobody really wins in a fight, so I stepped away.
Well, growing up, my main sport was boxing, so I fought for 13 years. So I was the kid that was, yeah. So I was the kid that was fighting on the street. Yeah, they're licensed, so for sure. But growing up, I fought a lot. And then it got to the point where my dad was like, yo, you need to learn how to do this, like, in the right way. Took me to the boxing gym, became my coach, and I excelled in boxing. So for me, my last fight was in the ring in 2011, you know what I'm saying? And then that's when I graduated high school. I started my path to become an actor and a filmmaker. I went to LA Film School, and then now, years later, I'm doing it in movies. So I get to still do what I love, but as an actor.
Have you ever been in a physical fight in your life? If so, what were the circumstances? You have not. What's the closest you've come?
The closest. Yeah, maybe. But like at home, you know, like when I was younger. Yeah. But never like physical, no.
You're a big sports fan.
Yes, sir.
Football, your favorite sport?
Football, hockey, big Rangers fan.
Big Rangers fan. Okay, I'm a big Blackhawks fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I lived in Chicago and got to cover the team in the 6 years where they were winning a lot of Stanley Cups.
That's awesome. I'm sadly a Jets fan, but I love the Jets. Come on, Mets, Jets, and Rangers.
You're a believer in the Jets if Aaron Rodgers comes back completely healthy next year?
I mean, let's look at the track record of what happens when that happens. Like, I was always a fan of Rodgers. I think he's a great quarterback. I hope he does a great job, or at least like leads the team in a great direction with a great mentality. That's my hope, honestly. I believe in him. I really do.
What was your favorite part of making Roadhouse?
Favorite part was getting to live on the beach for a while. I mean, not the actual beach, but we got to stay in these apartments that were on the beach, which was really nice.
Where were y'all?
We were in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah. That's
really nice.
Nice.
Beautiful water. Like, everyone was super nice. It was nice.
First time in the DR?
Yeah, it was, actually. Hopefully not my last. Have you been?
No, I haven't. I've been to St. Thomas, St.
Yeah.
Martin,
yeah.
And St. John's for a day, but never DR. I've heard great things, though.
Yeah, it was really lovely.
Favorite food there?
Yeah, I had a lot of good rice there.
Lots of chicken and rice in the Caribbean.
A lot of good tostones, too.
What did you love most about getting to make this film with so many talented people around you?
It's amazing. I couldn't believe when I realized, oh my God, I'm doing a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, with Post Malone, with Conor McGregor, with Billy, with everyone. I couldn't. I had to pinch myself all the time.
All right, last question now, because Conor's obviously a real life badass. How many Jake Gyllenhaals would it take to beat Conor McGregor in a real fight?
That would be like the Matrix, man. You'd need like you would need
a bunch
like,
of Mr. Smiths.
You'd be like 1,000 Mr. Smiths. Yeah.
Cool. How many Jakes would it take to beat Conor McGregor in a real life fight?
You know, 12, proper 12, proper 12 Jake Gyllenhaals.
How many of me's would it take? take to beat Conor McGregor in a fight?
Probably 12, yes, sir.
Man, three Bobs could take him down.
Three? Wow.
But also then I just saw there was a clip online of these three guys. They used to do, because I'm a big UFC fan, they used to have, there's this fighting network that has these three guys fight against one, this really badass guy, and then these three average guys going to fight him. And it didn't end so well for the three average guys. So I might need a couple actually more. Maybe five.
Five seems reasonable.
Biting at Conor's ankles. We need somebody fucking grabbing his fucking whatever.
Oh, you got to fight like a stanza with Conor McGregor.
If it's a fight to the death, you got to go to the death against Conor.
I think it would probably take maybe six of me.
Yeah, 5-6 seems like the number.
5-6 feels like a good number. I feel like 4 is way too ambitious. 7 feels like I'm not giving myself enough credit. I'd say 5.5. Breland's could probably take a Conor.
Let me just do some math. I'd say about maybe 18.3 BKs to beat one Conor McGregor.
I don't want to. I want to become his friend.
You want to become his friend? Okay.
Just one to become his friend.
Okay.
Better not to fight for me.
6,000.
6,000, that's a good 100%. Number. I've heard 18.5, I've heard 6. Somebody has said, some crazy person has said 3. Yes, 18,000 is the most reasonable answer.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. Yeah.
Want to just suffocate him.
No idea. I have no idea.
In real life.
Yeah. Look around, make sure he's not around.
I'm going to need this many people with me, okay? Nah, I'm going to let Connor's Connor. Connor ain't there by accident. You know what I'm saying? So I can make it look good on camera, but in real life, hey, shout out to Connor, man.
How many Post Malones would it take to beat up Conor McGregor?
I mean, yes.
But Post Malone has just given Conor McGregor a bunch of psilocybin.
This question is hilarious. I'm saying he's still going to lose. I don't think he's still going to. Connor, when he snaps into that mode, man, it's a different beast. So I felt that energy. We have a lot of fights together, so it's cool working and doing that dance. So to me, I think Connor will still win.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the time. I'm glad you guys didn't go with the Patrick Swayze Lions mane. It was tempting, I'm sure, but you had to go with your own hair.
We made another decision, you know. That's Patrick. That's his thing.
Thanks to Gentleman Jesus for the intro and outro music. Hear more of his work at gentlemanjesus.com. And thanks to you for hanging out. For more of the show and to connect on social media, visit booksonpod.com. Talk to you next time, Books on Pod.